some tickets still available for sale. And also, although I have not yet confirmed, one more pair we're giving away on today's show.
Awesome.
So, Dom, you get a pair, and I get a pair, and Farmer Bill got a pair. And I forget, we gave a pair earlier this week. So we got one more pair to give. We give and we give around here, Dom.
Give till it hurts, baby.
And we also, you know, we allow you to give as well. Give us a call. See what I did there. 844-967-2789. Dom, we air the grievances on Friday. And let me just tell you, my wife's been out of town. Been doing a little shopping. Even in her absence, the Amazon boxes, they come to the house. And I haven't done any of my shopping yet. None of my holiday shopping.
Holiday, man. Come on, man.
Get an early start.
It's November, buddy. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Go the night of.
Well, it's easy to shop for the ones you're close to, the ones you love, Dom, because you pay attention and you... I know you do. You're probably a wonder. No, actually, it's not. You're a bad gift giver. I try to be a thoughtful gift giver, at least for those that, you know, make me thoughtful.
You know, loose joints is always a big one for me. I got to say, hey, I wrapped you something. Huh?
Dominic, I have a gift suggestion for you and everyone in the audience, you know, for the holidays. From our friends over at the Penzi Spice, you know, the spice retailer, and their new mixing of business and politics for the holiday is the January 6th gift box, Dom. As it says here at the Journal Sentinel, I found it just a few minutes ago, Dom. Penzi's is at it again. It's no secret the Wauwatosa-based spice and seasoning company has a political agenda. It did, after all, introduce a spice named Outrage of Love, criticizing Republican lawmakers in their response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This election season, Penzi has been offering a January 6th box with three different spices, the largest of which is called Justice. The label reads, "Justice is the light that has guided America through every storm. Now one party wants to obstruct it, twist it, steal it away from we the people to gift it to their donors." It also carries the not-so-subtle message, season liberally. Dom, the two other seasons, one called Pasta Sprinkle and the other Mural of Flavor, don't seem to carry any political overtones. Why, Penzi's? Why? Penzi's has locations in 24 states and has been offering the boxes a free gift with the purchases of $10 or more while supplies last and selling it online. Along with spice jars, the box included a red, white, and blue heart-shaped sticker that says, "I will vote 11-8-2022 and remember January 6th.
It's just one jar that says justice on it. I mean, come on. Oh, I certainly appreciate it. I love Penzi's for their lefty political activism and sticking it to the righties.
There's a little more there. There's a little more cleverness, Dom. The box also comes with tip cards detailing dishes that pair well with each of these spices in the box. There's a fourth card that encourages customers to remember January 6th in November. Kind of has a rhymey quality to it, doesn't it, Dom? Here's a little quote. "On January 6th, the top leaders of the Republican Party plotted to overthrow our democracy," the card reads. "Since that day, all Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress have either agreed to obstruct the investigation of the Republican coup leaders or have been removed from power in their party for refusing to do so." Well, that seems quite pointed, Dom, if not just a little spicy. This is far from the first time the company or CEO Bill Penzi has taken political stance. In the past, revenue from the online store was used for online ads calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. A few other prominent companies tend to be associated with one political leaning or the other. Well, Dom, we know about the U-Lines. Richard and Dick and Elizabeth, big donors to Republican causes, right?
Yes.
And there's also, what? Well, I guess it's mostly them and the Penzi's. according to this article.
Well, can't forget ABC Supply, the widow Hendricks.
Dominic Pinzies was unable to make someone available for comment Friday, but on the company's website, the owner blasts Republicans and says if companies can't tolerate that, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere.
If customers cannot tolerate it, you might be happier elsewhere.
That Bill Pinzies, he's a little salty, dumb.
Yeah, see what you did there as well. That's cute. I'm glad. Good. You know, kind of continues on the tradition at Pinzies. But you could have, you know, what about like bear spray? You know, something more. Some of the weapons that were used. You know, flagpole. This. You know, these. You know, incorporate perhaps
pepper
a little
spray
more
spice.
Yeah, there you go. Pepper spray. Like that.
When you
like
want to spice it up at home,
a little pepper spray.
Dominic, you want to hear another tradition? Ron Johnson fighting for tax cuts.
Of course.
There is a new article, Daniel Bice, Mary Spicuzza, and Andrew Hahn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in our backyard, Dom. Obviously, 4 days till the midterm elections. And what was described as America's most vulnerable incumbent Republican, Ron Johnson. Well, Dom, a little late breaking news, a little late for an October surprise, but this should surprise no one in the audience. Apparently, Ron put together some tax cuts that benefited his family as they were amassing luxury real estate all around the country. Shocker. Let's read beyond the headlines, Tom. Going to help me on this one?
I'll jump in. Johnson has acknowledged that a major provision he fought to insert in Trump's signature 2017 tax bill helped his old plastics firm and many others financially. What he didn't say was how much it could be benefiting members of his family. The provision The provision gave a huge tax cut to companies called pass-throughs, limited liability companies, and other firms that pass all their income onto the owners or investors. Companies structured this way, often small, family-owned businesses, are not subject to corporate income tax. They pay at the personal tax rate, Curdy. Records show that Johnson's three adult children are the beneficiaries of a family trust and are listed as managers of about 10 companies registered with the State Department of Financial Institutions. Many of the companies also list Johnson's wife, Jane, as a manager. Those LLCs and
you
the family
shell
trusts,
corporations.
Hey, you can set up an LLC for like $150 with the state. Those LLCs and the family trust own about 24 properties around the nation with assessed values of about $21 million, according to the Journal Sentinel Review of
nice
property records
portfolio
and other documents. Of course, he faces off against Mandela on Tuesday. Johnson's family real estate investments include 2 waterfront homes with sweeping views worth a combined $3 million on the picturesque San Juan Islands in the state of Washington. 4 condominiums near a ski resort in Park City, Utah. 3 Florida houses worth a total of $4 million. A $1.5 million Washington, D.C. townhome on Constitution Avenue. And 2 Fish Creek condominiums in Door County. Johnson and his wife also have an LLC that owns the building and property for Packer LLC, the Oshkosh plastics firm he sold in 2020. On his U.S. Senate financial disclosure form, Johnson said he receives between $100,000 and $1 million annually in rent on the property valued from $5 to $25 million. And 2 Johnson family companies that own the most properties are JFT Investments and Atlas Capital RE.
Dominic, let me take over. In May, Johnson and his wife listed assets worth $16.5 million and $78.3 million, about the same as the previous year. Johnson wasn't required to list his salary of $174,000. But you know what he's been saying, Dom. On a number of occasions, the Wisconsin Republican has complained about only doubling his net worth since taking office in 2011.
Oh, poor guy, man. What a sacrifice.
He could have made more and had not taken all his marketable securities and placed them in cash. But apparently, Dom, he's been making up for it in shrewd real estate investments, shielded, and tax trust, right? What a sweet deal for him and the family. You know, it's a legacy. If you can't give your family a little nepotism through the tax codes or your big donors, who are you gonna favor? Certainly not the working man.
Not working for the people, man. Who's got time for that?
Come back working for you, Devil's Advocates. Money. So they say.
Democracy matters, especially when it is inconvenient.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Because we're very high.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm wearing the red. Badger weekend, baby. Badgers play in Michigan State in hockey at 6 o'clock. We're kind of the pregame show for WFHR because they got our Badger hockey outlet, Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet, you know, you can stream the Badgers on the Civic Media app. And also, this weekend, got a Badger football game. Looking forward to that. And also, Dom, you know, around here, we like to unplug from the politics a little bit on the weekend, even the weekend before the election. And when we do so, might as well go to a Pink Floyd show at the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii, and our buddy Rocker from Maxinct Radio. Rocker, this is kind of your guys' party going on, isn't it?
That's right, Fruity. Max Inc. Radio presents, along with the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii. And they're a tribute to Pink Floyd, and they're from the Chicago area. And they've been doing this for about 20 years, so they're just an amazing 11-piece band. And I brought them in here 2019. They played Madison at Atwood Fest and completely blew away the crowd. There was probably 6,000 people, you know, singing to all the songs. And this time we're bringing them up to the Barrymore Theater with the laser light show, the big screens, two sets, and they're also going to play Wish You Were Here, the album, in its full entirety.
That's awesome.
And so this is going to be a fun show. Plus, like, you know, tons of hits, tons of Dark Side, tons of Animals. You know, they don't miss a thing.
Rocker, I hear you guys on Saturday night doing the rock and roll show, and you have many of the local musicians in, and I love hearing their stories. Can I tell you my Wish You Were Here story? When I was a young private first class in the Army, I had the Wish You Were Here cassette tape on my Walkman, and I would play it all night until I fell asleep in my bunk thinking, God, I had to get up in like 4 hours. But I listened to that album constantly, man. That was my favorite album in the Army, Rocker.
Oh, man, I know. Well, you know, Wish You Were Here is, well, I think you Wish You Were Here, the actual song, is their most popular song, without a doubt. And I think everybody loves Wish You Were Here. When they were playing Atwood Fest, it was completely unbelievable because they kind of stopped playing during the chorus, and the audience, all 6,000 people, just continued singing a cappella.
Yeah, that's
and it was
awesome.
Probably one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. And I mean, these guys are just an incredible band,
buddy. We don't normally see like an 11-piece band showing up for a local gig, do we?
No, and you know, one thing that they have, and they're just brilliant at, they have these three amazing female backing vocals in true Pink Floyd style, and you know they're going to do Great Gig in the Sky, and I've seen them do it, and it is like, you know, it gives you tingles in your spine. It's pretty crazy.
Rocker, you know what gives me tingles up my leg at least? Free tickets, man. I understand, although I don't want to commit on your behalf. But I understand, as we're still promoting, tickets still available for purchase at the Barrymore Theater, I assume. But Rocker, right now, I hear you got a special announcement, dude.
I do. You know, tickets are available at the Barrymore box office, but you can also get them at Star Liquor, Mad City Music, B-Side Records on State Street, Frugal Muse, Strictly Discs, and, of course, BarrymoreLive.com. And so, yeah, Curdy, let's give away one more pair of tickets. I mean, it's going to be just an amazing show. It'd be fabulous to win, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be having a great time.
Rocker, as long as I can sit completely arbitrary criterion for giving them off to the audience?
I would say, you know, give them to, what is it, the customary, like the third caller?
No, that sounds like a plan. We don't do it like that. It's got to be like completely the, arbitrary, you,
arbitrary,
Rocker.
Arbitrary, man. To the host's whim, Rocker. That's how we like to do it. All right, real quick, we've got a couple minutes left.
I see CJ calling. CJ, I assure you, I don't want to see you at the Pink Floyd show.
So, Rocker, what time does the show start? Is there an opening band? What can you tell us about the Deets, man?
Well, there's no opening band at all, so it starts 8 p.m.
He mentioned two sets, Dom.
Two sets, and they're going to be big, long sets. I mean, you're going to see everything. It's going to be pretty amazing. So 8 p.m. showtime, there will be an intermission, and 7 p.m. doors. So, yeah, get there. It's open seating, so, you know, get there early so you don't get bull rushed, you know, down in the front.
What about the balcony?
That should be an interesting place to be. That's all I have to say.
Because, you know, Dom and I are kind of a back-of-the-bus kind of crew, if you know what I'm saying, Rocker.
I think I smell what you're stepping in, Gritty.
Hey, Rocker, one more quick one, man. Max Inc. Radio, you guys doing a live show this weekend or just going to the show yourselves?
Oh, well, you know, Gritty, I'm going to be really you know, saddled up with a lot of stuff putting on this show, but I'm going to give a call in. And Jimmy Kay is going to be manning the studio all night. And then interesting, you know, a local musician here in town passed away last week, Nick Clutter from the Pine Travelers. And so at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Jimmy's going to dedicate that hour to Nick and play a whole bunch of Pine Travelers. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
When they often play Iron Plow. Rocker from the Max Inc. Radio. Man, if you got to play, you know, if the Republicans can play nepotism, why not the Max Inc. Radio crew? I'd be playing my own music too, dude.
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I like to get in there and, you know, kind of put my stuff up, you know, with everyone else's. I mean, we're writing the original music and recording it and getting it out there just like any other band, really. And I guess if I wasn't in the band and I sent it to myself, I would still want to play it.
Awesome. Well, you are the drummer in the band and the hostess with the mostess of the Max Inc. Radio. Tune in right here on Saturday night or join us at the Echoes of Pompeii, the Pink Floyd tribute band at the Barrymore Theater. Check in with the box office there to get free tickets or call in with the Devil's Advocates, giving away arbitrarily. I haven't decided the criterion yet. I won't tell you until after you win.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. So ya thought
ya might like to. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, Hot Topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words. Let it slip, it caught the check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 30 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies again tomorrow, highs around 54. Lows level off around 30 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Weekend. Holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling
Obama
into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was
Hawks,
fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes tonight. Dance or Die party, 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal, Chad Holmes, going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards a state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks. The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate. That Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it. But gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much,
Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those assignments are made by the state patrol security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what, Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there. Yeah. And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit. Citizens United Freedom Caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, you know, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, you know, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, you know, I got to stand next to him a couple times then. You know, I had
lucky
bad thoughts, but I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people, all nonviolent. You know, crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. I'm on outrage. That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. You know, sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, you know, just none of that. You a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is, these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband, and then Governor Whitmer, and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today. And I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs.
Oh, to it's be. A widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, you know, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments. Well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
in the schools. And then he said, you know, that, yeah, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? You know, there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts? I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say. Is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, you know, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big, bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You've give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
Hi,
for
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how, for example,
so it must be true.
National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender blocking drugs in our children, and certainly don't them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware of that. I've heard that. Yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. Yeah, so thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, what, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years. Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on election day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone, as an observer, gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
Of lies.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, one of my grievances, we did not get to it, but Cleta Mitchell, you brought up her name. You invoked her name, so I thought I'd address this quickly.
We're not debating here.
To the phones. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she was formerly at, Foley and Lardner, right?
Correct.
And she was on the phone call, the Georgia phone call, where the
780
votes. There we go. 11,700. She was on the call, right? As an employee of Foley and Lardner at the time. Now, she resigned after that. New York Magazine did an interview with her, and I want to just read a couple of paragraphs for you so you get a sense of who this person is who's really leading the charge on the Republican side for these poll watchers and voter intimidation techniques. Again, New York Magazine. When we spoke, Mitchell cited a study of non-voters that revealed, she claimed, how little they knew about the issues and the candidates. I am glad those people didn't vote. They had no clue about anything, she said. The left sees them as people who are capable of being manipulated, so they vote as a Democrat. That's what the left cares about. They don't give a rat's ass about increasing participation and turnout. Well, the author said, well, I said, at least we can agree that voting should be easy and hassle-free, question mark. No, Mitchell screamed. I wouldn't say that. I would not say hassle-free. I don't think you should be able to register to vote within 2 or 3 weeks of an election. You should pay attention. Voting is a right, but it is also a responsibility. Accept the responsibility and find out what the rules are. The left will tell you that it is some kind of voter suppression if people can't vote at 3 in the morning. Well, you know what? I think people voting at 3 in the morning are up to something. End quote. Cleta Mitchell. This is the Republican darling in charge of these kinds of efforts.
844-967-2789. One of our friends from the leftist coast, Jake from Eureka, California. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, I suspect Cleta Mitchell is actually the sister of Cletus from The Simpsons. You know, and
you might be right.
Party is, they become, yeah, the Republican Party has become the Cletus Party, literally the party of inbred, low IQ, redneck, racist, hillbilly, white trash who only care about, you know, hating on black people and brown people. Let's face it. So the Republican Party is, it is a racist party, it is a neo-Nazi party, and Ron Johnson can go right back to Moscow where he belongs.
But Tim Michaels here running for governor has got lots of money, Jake. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know. He probably married a rich woman. Isn't that the way Ron Johnson
got? No, he had a rich daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
totally sure. Different. Totally different.
Rich daddy. That's the Bush way of life. That's the Trump way of life, having a rich daddy. Too bad it makes their sons extremely stupid as a result. I mean, God, Republicans, aren't you ashamed of how stupid your political party has become? I mean, literally, if you tell people, if you're actually stupid enough to say, yeah, I vote Republican, then, you know, you get what you get. You get fired, probably. You're going to lose any chance of having sex with a woman for the rest of your life. your partisan Republican, small penis Republican syndrome has destroyed your party. It's about time to do something about it. Seriously.
I don't think they're going on the right stuff app, are they, Crude?
Jake, appreciate your blunt candor, sir. But leave that part to me. 844-967-2789. You can be blunt and be, you know, show candor. We appreciate that. Let's go back to the Jake line, a different Jake. Jake number two from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow, Jake from, what was he, San Francisco, California?
Eureka.
Someplace?
Eureka.
Eureka. Oh, okay.
Humboldt County, baby. The Emerald Triangle.
Oh, Humboldt County, that's like DIY punk area.
Talking anyway. About being blunt.
blunt. Okay, there you go. So my grievance is, and usually it's against you two, and actually it is, like usual, is that you have raised the bar so high that Dave is like a moderate liberal now. Gary is like a feminist, and CJ is infecting all the other shows. What do you have to say about that? I mean, really, guys, what did you do? I mean, the devil's advocate used to be like, you know, like if you wanted the bottomest of stories about like someone being naked and trying to vote or something, you could always go to devil's advocate. But now, What have you done to my precious show?
I blame Crudy, Jake.
Dominic Spore, the naked one.
Yes, oh, I am the naked one.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's a really bad visual.
or a great visual, Jake. Depends on your mood.
But, you know, like the poor Matt McNeil. I mean, oh, man, he gets his, like, the lot, you know, like, he can't even fight against the logic of CJ.
Jake, I'm going to cut you short there because you've invoked CJ's name like 4 times. He might call. You've talked about a couple of other hosts, and, well, we appreciate all the fine hosts on the network. you know, mostly it's all about us. So if you're not going to talk about us, man, call those other shows and complain to them. Do they do Friday grievances?
I don't know. It's trademarked, so if they do, they're going to pay us.
I hope they pay us. But then you can use it. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, hello. Yeah, please. No more CJ. Oh, God.
It's like, it's like Candyman. Cumulatively, the audience has invoked the man's name like five times.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I call. This is not a grievance. I just have a question. I really appreciate the new civic media. It's fantastic. I know you guys worked really hard on it, and we need it so badly. And I really appreciate the fact that you're covering all these debates and so forth and having candidates on. This is just wonderful. But I've got just a side issue that's not important at all. Just since you're obviously going to hear, well, I want to listen to Barack Obama tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing him before he was president and then after he was president. And he never seemed to speak as well as president because he was so cautious and he would talk so slowly and be sure that everything he said was perfect, you know. And then when he got out of office, it seems like he's limbered up. So I'm just curious tomorrow to see, since this is a pretty strong fight here, and I just want to see if we're going to get like a fighting Barack Obama, you know.
I hope so. Really don't you, Catherine? Don't you want to see a fired up Barack Obama?
I do. And you know he's got, I mean, think about how irritated he has got to be. He was on some nighttime talk show, and they said, the host said, what, you know, do you ever think about what would have happened if you did some of the things that Trump did? And he said, he said, Michelle and I talk, we have play that game all the time. Yeah, he must be going nuts with the.
Catherine, thank you for listening to what some call the greatest radio show ever, Hour 2. It's only going to be better. Just wait. The happy hour is next.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Some have lists, others just wing it. Either way, the stores have been busy, and so has the internet on this Black Friday. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen checked out some stores in Los Angeles.
With 114 million planning to shop today, even if prices are higher due to inflation.
We just buy.
For nearly 60% of shoppers, the deals are too good to pass up.
They are better this year. I have noticed that there's a lot more significance in sales. That's what drew me in initially.
Some of the hot items, according to Adobe, include Apple Watches and AirPods and smart speakers and TVs. New details about the gunman and his possible motive for Tuesday night's shooting rampage inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details.
Police released what amounts to a suicide note found on the shooter's phone. 31-year-old Andre Bing asked for God's forgiveness, railed against coworkers who he said spoke badly of him, and seemed to blame the shooting on the belief his phone was recently hacked. Investigators say the shooter had no criminal history, and the 9mm handgun he used was legally purchased just hours before he gunned down his coworkers.
Russia steps up its missile barrage of a recaptured Ukrainian city. At least 11 people have been killed and many injured in the recently liberated city of Kherson. The U.S. is banning the sale of some communications equipment made in China. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest.
The ban involves equipment made by the Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. At the same time, the FCC has voted to restrict the use of some Chinese-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. These new rules, which will block the importation or sale of certain technology products, are the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology.
72 people seeking asylum arrive in Philadelphia on buses from Texas. They'll soon head to other states to be with relatives. The latest buses were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in protest of the Biden administration's border policies. Erica Guadalupe Nunez is with the South Philadelphia community group called Juntos.
Philadelphia has made it a really solid intention to be a welcoming city so that folks arriving, regardless of what they've had to deal with over the last 2 months, they know that they're welcome here and that there's folks willing to support them.
In what was a highly anticipated match of the World Cup, the U.S. and England ended in a scoreless draw as seen on Fox Sports.
Booze rained down. It's the first shutout for the U.S. against a European team in the World Cup since 1950.
Also, the show's over for host Qatar's World Cup team, eliminated after just 6 days and two matches into the tournament. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money. From discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products, and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite. is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 30 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 54 tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 30 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 38.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. It ain't a freak fest. That's hard for me to say. Freak Fest.
Freak Fest.
You've clearly attended more freaky festivals.
Hey, man, let your freak flag fly, Crudy.
I remember being a young man when going to Madison was everything. For Halloween, you wanted to be here. Although I had a wonderful time in La Crosse for many, many Halloweens.
You're welcome.
Don, but most fun costume you've ever worn for the big Halloween. And I know Monday's Halloween. We got a Halloween show. We won't linger here too long. But you ever have any fun with the costumes?
Oh, man, it's... I'm glad you asked that question, Crudy.
Are you?
Many years ago, so I went out and went to one of the Halloween stores several years ago. Bought a couple, like, stupid costumes because I got to, you know, go out and do something. One was a milk carton that you put over your head and your face is, like, missing, right? So that was nice and easy, stupid, this little hat kind of thing. The other one was a mug of beer, like a foam mug of beer that I would be in. And so I wore this thing out. I mean, I'm a mug of beer, easy enough. Well, I had my hair down, and all of a sudden people on Brady Street started, like, yelling at me, "Hey! It's Beer Jesus."
At the time, you had extremely long hair.
Yes, it was very long. And I had my hair down. I had my beer mug outfit on.
You hadn't worked in like a decade.
And I was identified by many others that night as Beer Jesus. And from then, from that day forward, Beer Jesus has always made an appearance on Brady Street.
How can you be Beer Jesus and an atheist, though? You don't believe in yourself. And I know that's not true because I've known you a long time. And if there's anything you don't lack for, it's belief in self.
I'm overcompensating, Crudy.
You know, we'll take some calls here as well. And if you want to have some fun this hour, you know, it's Friday, man.
We should have some fun.
We should have some fun.
Somebody should have some fun.
Fun costumes. Not. Let me tell you mine.
Uh-oh.
Transvestite. I don't think that's what they would call it. I actually dressed up as a